Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 30th October. Top stories for today. A total of 9 areas in Lebuh Sungai Pinang will experience scheduled water supply disruption between November 6th and 7th, according to Perbadanan Bekalan Air Pulau Pinang. Its Chief Executive Officer, Datuk Jasni Maidinsa, said in a statement today that the water supply pipeline will be shut down temporarily to facilitate pipe relocation works from the junction at Lebuh Raya Tun Dr. Lim Chong Ui to Lebuh Sungai Pinang, affecting 4,000 water account holders. 2 transport aircraft belonging to the Royal Malaysian Air Force were flown to Sabah and Sarawak to deliver critical goods to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. The aircraft carried necessities such as PPEs, face protection, overalls or jumpsuit, procedure trolley and other items for the use of frontline personnel there. It departed at about 10 a.m. on a 10-hour flight, which will take it to Kuching in Sarawak and Tawau and Kota Kinabalu in Sabah. The Department of Environment has opened an investigation paper and issued a stop work order on a food-based factory suspected of causing oil pollution in Sungai Balak, Selangor. The action was taken after the factory was found to have released whitish effluents into the river through an underground pipeline following a check at the site. UMNO Vice President Datuk Seri Mohamad Khalid Nordin has denied allegations that the competition for the post of Deputy Prime Minister from UMNO has sparked commotion among members. He said all UMNO members were calm and remain committed to focusing on the welfare and well-being of the people. Earlier, several media outlets reported that Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin was currently considering appointing a DPM from UMNO in return for their support for the Budget 2021 and the country's political stability. Singapore will lift its border restrictions for visitors from mainland China and Victoria, Australia from November 6, 2020, according to the Civil Aviation Authority of Singapore yesterday. The agency said both places had comprehensive public health surveillance system and displayed successful control over the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. It noted that the latest initiative followed the earlier lifting of border restrictions for visitors from Australia, excluding Victoria State, Brunei Darussalam, New Zealand and Vietnam. More than 80 million Americans have cast ballots in the United States presidential elections, according to a tally on Thursday from the United States Elections Project at the University of Florida, setting the stage for the highest participation rate in over a century. The record-breaking pace, more than 58% of total 2016 turnout, reflects an intense interest in the vote between Republican nominee Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.